It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Hello and welcome to Border Crossings, and it's Wednesday. We've made it through the week. We have a special guest in our studios in just a couple of minutes. We're going to listen to the music of and find out the makings behind the latest CD from Angela Sheik. She's in our studio, so stay tuned to Border Crossings.
Here he comes, trouble come running down the street. Here he comes, trouble come running straight at me. Here he comes, trouble come running at top speed, straight at me. Here he comes, trouble come running, he's come this way before. Here he comes, trouble come running, wanna pat to my front door. Here he comes, trouble come running, can't take his company no more.
Hi, it's Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. We're always on the cutting edge of the latest sounds and styles in music. And of course, we bring to you some of the hottest musicians and the latest innovators. We'd like to welcome to Washington, D.C. into our program today, a young lady who fits exactly that title. We welcome Angela Sheik to Washington and to the Voice of America.
Thank you, Larry. Happy to be here.
It's nice to have you here. And first of all, I want to ask, for the benefit of the international audience, what exactly is a loop champion? I know what it is to be loopy, but I don't know what a loop champion is.
A loop champion? Well, it's a contest where you start with a regional level. You have to win that, and you're sent on to the national level, which was in L.A. the year that I won. And It was myself and five other contestants, all men. So I was representing Delaware, and I felt I was representing the women. And so I won that round, and then they sent me on to Frankfurt, Germany to represent the U.S. in the world competition, and there France kicked my butt.
So looping is not necessarily a male-dominated sport, is it? I mean,
Not at all.
We've had KT Tunstall on the show,
of
and
course.
She did some looping, and I know that Jewel is into that these days. A lot of artists who are doing that.
More and more.
And so it's very creative. It allows you to be in total control of what you're doing. And at the same time, the sounds are not always the same. I mean, every time you do something, it could be slightly different.
Absolutely. I wouldn't say total control because the machines can have a mind of their own. But, you know, maybe more than having humans.
Well, welcome to Washington. And I know that you come to us through a number of different stops along the way. I know you're currently living in Delaware.
Yes.
And you had once been with a band. but decided that you preferred to do this on your own. Why did you come to that conclusion?
Oh, a couple reasons. First of all, I like to practice more than my band like to practice. I can be a little obsessive about that, maybe. And I like to go. Mm-hmm. And this is my full-time gig, so this is all that I do, and I play as much as I can. I would play more if I could, book more shows. So, mm-hmm. Yeah,
really and those I, two and things. I watched one of your videos, and you had a young child with you in the video, sitting at the piano.
Oh, yeah. That's my nephew.
Your nephew.
Yeah, I have some... four nieces and nephews.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was neat. That was kind of cool to see you bring in a small child who kind of sat in your lap basically while you're playing the piano.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's was he looping too? Or
no, he's a little loopy, but he's not looping. No.
Angela Sheik is in our studios, and the brand new album is called Home Before Dark. So besides the obvious that there's a song on the album called Home Before Dark, yes. Why did you decide to call the album Home Before Dark?
A couple reasons. One, I think, is just over the years realizing how hard what I've chosen to do mm-hmm. is. And I'm just wondering, had I known where I would be when I started, would I have started? And also, I think, just not to depress everybody, but I've lost a lot of people in my recent 3 to 5 years, been to a lot of funerals, and it's just got me thinking about life in a whole new way. So,
So the album's inspired by death.
By life, I would say. By life. But yes, death is a part of that, absolutely.
Very interesting. Yeah. But not a lot of people find that inspiration in that to make music. But it's kind of neat that you did.
Well, I wouldn't have chosen it necessarily, but that's what has happened. And try to find good things that come out of it.
All right. Angela Sheik is here, and she's brought her... Is that called a loop, or is what you do called a loop?
This is a looper.
A looper.
And it records loops that I put into it.
Okay.
So it's all done live, and in whatever little segment I put into it, it's going to put on repeat or loop.
Mm-hmm. And you're the loopest.
I'm the loop...
Est.
Loopest.
I'm the looper, the loopest. Okay, well, Angela, I'm going to ask if you wouldn't mind doing your thing.
I'd love to.
First song, we'd love to hear a piece of music from you.
Absolutely. Well, this is called Bring It On, and it's the single off of that album.
Great.
And it's the solo version because I have been playing this with a band on my tour recently.
So. All right, excellent. Angela Sheik on The Voice of America.
Say nothing for me, son. Bring it on. Got her mother in revival. Got a brother in LA. Got a mindset on survival. Got a hope that needs a way. Lord, I know you're in it with me, but this pain is threatening to win the day. Oh, I need to hear you whisper. This ain't nothing for me, son. Bring it on. Say nothing for me, son, bring it on. Yeah, I need to hear you whisper this. Say nothing for me, son, bring it on. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Sounding great. Love it.
Thank you.
Love
Thank
it. That
you.
Is that is very creative. That's that is very different and very refreshing and unlike anything that's out there these days.
Oh, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Angela Sheik is our guest here, and the album is called Home Before Dark. Now, this is not your first album. I think it's your second studio album.
Yes, really, it's my second. It's really my second. The One by One I released about a year ago, a year and a half, and that was my first.
Mm-hmm. And so the first album that you put out, how does it differ from this one? You kind of, you know, in the materials I've read, you said that this one allowed you to be more yourself.
Yes. Well, I think the first one, I had just quit my job and I took a whole year and just learned to write songs and was working with a band to try and play that out, as you'd mentioned before. And I wrote a whole bunch of, like, maybe 70 songs, and I chose the top 12 and released them one at a time. And that was One by One.
Wow.
Eventually put on a CD. So it was a long process.
Now, how would you define your music? I mean, how would you yourself? I know that you don't like to, no artist wants to be in a box or put in a box.
I would like a little bit of a better box than I can find. I love trip-hop music.
What is that?
Trip-hop is, it comes, other people might call it the Bristol sound. Mm-hmm. So people like Portishead and Massive Attack, it's a slow groove, mm-hmm. some electronic elements. A lot of times they have just a very floating female vocal on the top, mm-hmm. Very chill. And that's some of my favorite music. So trip-hop influenced electronic folk pop.
Mm-hmm. Would that be something, I mean, when you say chill music, and I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Is that something out of Los Angeles? Is that where is that music, that kind of music coming from?
Oh, when I say chill, I just mean the beat is slowed down, you know, Dr. Dre style.
Okay.
It's not in a hurry, mm-hmm. and it's very groove based.
Hmm. Now, how does it work for you when you do these shows with what you do live? I mean, you know, you're kind of self-contained. You mentioned you do work with a band, but when you're doing it, you know, yourself, solo, mm-hmm. and you've been on the road with Neon Trees and a number of other artists.
I mean, opened for them.
Mm-hmm. How does that all work?
It's different every time. As your staff can attest, I brought up 15 bags and I only used 4 of them, just full of things that, depending on what song. So I started out looking for things that were light and easy to use and have multiple uses. I'm actually a flute player. That was my first instrument.
Right.
So
classical,
I like little ones.
Flute, huh?
Yes. Hmm. Yes. So, I mean, that was just kind of, I started gathering those things. And when I gathered an auto harp, I went a little more toward folk music. Mm-hmm. And, so whatever instrument you bring in kind of influences your sound a little bit as well.
And you brought in a teeny tiny xylophone.
I did. Yeah.
Actually, that would have been light to carry.
It is light. I took that from my niece.
Oh.
That was in the video, actually.
Probably crying right now because you've got the toy xylophone with you.
We have a rule. We have a trade. She can dance at my shows no matter where they are, and I can use her toys.
Oh, man. So tell me more about the different kinds of music that you use or the different kinds of instruments, because I know you 15 you brought with you, but I read somewhere where you can, you know, play many, many instruments.
Well,
about how many?
Try.
What was the last count?
Oh, I don't have any idea. There's a difference between playing an instrument and playing an instrument well.
Mm-hmm.
I have lots of comments on my YouTube page saying that I don't play the auto harp correctly. And I know that. I'm left-handed, so I play everything a little bit weird. I play theremin backwards. The mm-hmm. theremin's, it's an instrument you don't touch, but it has a kind of a violinish sound to it. But I dabble mm-hmm. in a lot of instruments. I have no idea.
Wow.
How many, really.
Well, it's kind of neat that you can get sounds from different things that don't necessarily even have to be instruments.
I love to find that.
Yeah, because you're creating a beat is basically what that does, right? You beatbox
a little bit. I like a beatbox light, I would say. Mm-hmm. But I'm always. I mean, I was just in a store the other day and found this guy.
What is that?
And it's called a thunder tube, and it's basically just a little piece of pipe.
Okay.
With a drum head on the. And then a long spring coming out of it, and it makes the most thunderous sound. Not only that, but I use it sometimes for rhythms.
Wow.
So, you know.
That's very creative.
Anything can be.
You know, that's the sign of a very creative mind at work. Now, you had studied classical music, so how did you gravitate into, or do you consider this to be kind of incorporating a bit of your classical background?
Yeah, well, I studied music education, and I taught middle school part-time for 8 years. Mm-hmm. So when you do that, you learn all of the instruments. And that's really what I fell in love with, I think. I mean, I loved working with kids, but I just loved learning the cello and then learning the oboe. Mm-hmm. You don't take very long in any of those classes, but I enjoyed it. Mm. Yeah.
All right. Well, Angela Sheik is in our studios, an award winner. And we're going to talk more about that in just a minute, but if you wouldn't mind doing another song for us.
Sure. This is one of the first ones that I wrote for the loop pedal. This is called Run for Cover.
Angela Sheik on Border Crossings. And what was the name of that?
Run for Cover.
Run for Cover. Is that on the new album?
That is on
a previous album.
The previous album, which...
That's on Songs from the Red Box.
Oh, and I know that your album from a year ago, One by One, was also nominated at the Independent Music Awards.
Yes, yes. I have a cover of an Elvis song that was nominated mm-hmm. for Best Cover.
You put a couple of cover songs into your work. I know that the new album has a song that was done in, I think, 1956, 57 by the Flamingos.
Yes, I Only Have Eyes for You. I love some of those old standards and just some of my favorite songs, and I have put a cover on each album so far. I think I'll continue to do that.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you were once a middle school music teacher. You did it for 8 years. Did you ever bring your loop pedal into the classroom and actually have all of the music students create something with you?
You know, I do that now, but I never did that with my students. It was kind of a separate thing. I was really trying very hard to be two different people at the time, and mm-hmm. it just didn't work out for my brain. But now I do go to schools and universities and share loop and demonstrations on technology, and we have a really great time. Mm-hmm.
And when you're doing a live show and you're performing, let's say, with Neon Trees or one of the many artists that you've opened for, do you have audience members come up? I mean, you involve them and say, make a sound, and we're going to create, and then you make a sound, and you make a sound, whatever sound you want, make a sound, and then you make music with it.
Yes, we have done some of that, and I love audience participation, so, you know, just, it comes, I think, from being a middle school teacher. You just love to get them all a little embarrassed and working together on something and using their voices. So I do incorporate, or sometimes we do what we call loop bombs, which mm-hmm. is like a photo bomb. You jump into mm-hmm. the photo. Well, you can jump into my loop and try and be a part of the song.
Well, that's very exciting. That's fun stuff. I mean, so if people want to get a copy of the new album, I assume iTunes, Amazon, maybe
yes.
your website as well?
They all have that, yeah. My website is angelasheik.com, and Sheik is S-H-E-I-K, and Bandcamp as well. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm.
And so the tour that you're on right now goes how long, and where are you performing?
Well, it's interesting being on the East Coast because I can be in D.C. and then back home tonight, but I was in New York last weekend, and we'll go again to, I'll be going out to Chicago and back. So really we end in beginning of November.
Mm-hmm. And then any plans for an international tour?
I just got back from London and Wales in May, and I was touring with the UK Loop Champion, who is also a woman. Her name is Susie Conrad, and I would love to do that again. Mm-hmm. I'd love to bring her here as well.
Now, one of the things that you're also very accomplished with, in addition to the performing and creation, is the songwriting, which is different. I mean, you know, create the instrumentation is not always the same as creating a melody and lyrics and such. Mm-hmm. And I know that you were a part of the Philadelphia Songwriter Project. I understand
yes.
you were nominated.
I won the Songwriter of the Year last year, and there were six of us that won, and we toured together, and mm-hmm. that was a great honor. I know a lot of people try out for that award. So
this is exciting times for you.
Thanks, Larry. I'm very excited.
I mean, really, with all the accomplishments and the new music that you've created with the new album, which is Home Before Dark, what's your favorite songs on the new album and why?
I think there's one that I'm hoping to play for you that is really a favorite of mine. And I also really love Evening Calls. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a slower, prettier one on the album that was more influenced by the band Grizzly Bear, if mm-hmm. you are familiar with them. But I think toward the end of the album, the album was based on a cycle of where I started when I wrote it and kind of the confusion and anger, and that's Bring It On, mm-hmm. where I first performed for you. And then as I go through the cycle and just kind of deal with some of these hard things that have happened in my life, I come to a space where I'm feeling less alone and more resolved and just wanting to live the life that I have, mm-hmm. you know, and encouraging people around me to do the same. So I think the songs on the end of the album are the happier ones.
Well, give us a little, if I can dig into a perhaps a painful part of your background, you know, you talk a lot in your bio and you just mentioned struggles. And that leads one to wonder, okay, what are the struggles? What are you referring to? So
sure.
What has been, if I might ask, you know, the difficult times that you've had to overcome or some of the challenges that you're...
Absolutely. Well, I think I have lost several friends. And when I say lost, it's like they have died, like they fell off the face of the earth. I've lost them to their vices, mm-hmm. Some of them to mental illness, and they're gone. Mm-hmm. They're still alive, but they're really gone. Mm-hmm. And that has been part of it, just seeing somebody. And there's a song that you played off the album when we came in, Here Comes Trouble. Just wishing for all of us, when we see those things starting to creep up in our lives, to run away. Just don't even entertain some of those things. I've lost a lot of family in the last 3 years. I had a collaborator, Dante Bucci, who we played a number of shows together, released a CD together, and he fell down a flight of stairs last month.
Oh my.
So it's just been kind of endless. And he passed away. So it's just, it's been a lot of seeing people that I love, but seeing them at funerals, you
right,
know. So.
Right. Well, it's made you stronger, and obviously you've made a memoriam, that lasting memoriam, with a lot of the music that was inspired by your friends and experiences. So.
Absolutely. And it's taught me to appreciate the people that you have in the room. Mm. So, absolutely.
Mm. Well, I'm appreciating you.
Right back at you, Larry.
Thank you. And the new album is produced by a pretty respected producer.
Yes. Her name is Riot, and she's a fierce electronic producer. She's based in L.A. now, mm-hmm. originally in Philadelphia. Person, but she just killed it on this album. I love what she's done. Yeah.
All right. The new album is Home Before Dark, and if you wouldn't mind, would you do another song for us?
I'd be happy to.
And that'd be great.
This is called When No One. Pardon me while I get my sound sorted
out here.
Oh,
no problem. The orchestra's tuning up.
Ooh.
Wow, very nice. Lovely. Angela Sheik is our guest here on Border Crossings, and the critics have been very kind to you, saying great things, as they should. The music sounds great.
Thank you.
The sound and the way you create it, it's just mesmerizing, the whole process.
Oh, thank you.
It's amazing to watch unfold live in our studios. And the new album is Home Before Dark. If people around the world would like to stay in touch with you, your website, Facebook, I assume.
Yes, please do. I'm addicted to social media, so I will meet you there. I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and it's on my list to create an Instagram account, but any of those.
Well, thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure, and Larry, all the best to you. I hope you just have a continued great career.
Well, thank you.
My pleasure.
My fingers are crossed. If I can survive the day, yes. I take it one day at a time. Angela Sheik is our guest, and this is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London.
Than tomorrow, and if you really try. spirits never die. In my heart, I feel you are all my brothers. Create a world with no fear. Together we'll cry happy tears. So the nations turn their swords into plowshares. We could really get there if you cared enough.
Sings Michael Jackson and Heal the World, a request from Otachi Donaladi, who is in Nigeria listening to the show, and said, please play that Michael Jackson song for all the victims of the church building that collapsed in Lagos. Our thoughts and prayers go out to them. So Otachi Donaladi, thank you very much for that request and for thinking about those less fortunate, those unfortunate people who were affected by that tragedy. I want to say hello also to Nkuru, who was in Ghana listening to Border Crossings. We played Katy Perry, Roar, off the Prism album, and she made that request. Tutex Kamara is listening and said hello. Edwina is joining us, as always. Thank you, Edwina, for listening in Sierra Leone. Ed Kofi Batio tunes us in Ghana, and Ria is listening to us in Kuwait. We're glad everybody's with us on Border Crossings. I'd also like to welcome some brand new members to our Facebook family, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We've got Ayani Ali and Yoba is listening to us, Tebebu, George Ratio, Boniface. Those are all brand new members of our Facebook family, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. All right, coming up next, El Tora, who tunes in Brazil to Border Crossings. Hello, Brazil. Viva la Brazil. And he wants us to play this song from Sam Cooke's collection. This is a great song taking us back to the early 60s. It's called Wonderful World on Border Crossings.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't
be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Biology. Well, la ta 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 ta.
Science book. French I took.
Yeah. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that if
you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Under an old brass paperweight is my list of things to do today. Go to the bank and the hardware store, put a new lock on the cellar door. I cross them off as I get on done, but when the sun is set, there's still more than a few things left I haven't got to yet. Go for a walk, say a little prayer, take a deep breath of mountain air, put on my glove, play some cats. It's time that I make time for that. Wave the shore, cast a line, look up an old lost friend of mine, sit on the porch and give my girl a kiss. Start living, that's the next thing on my list. Wouldn't change the course of fate. If cutting the grass just had to wait. Cause I've got more important things. Like pushing my kid on a backyard swing. I won't break my back for $1 million. I can't take to my grave. So I put off for tomorrow what I could get done today. Like go for a walk, say a little prayer, take a deep breath of mountain air, put on my glove and play some catch. It's time that I make time for that. Wade the shore, cast a line, look up an old lost friend of mine, sit on the porch and give my girl a kiss. Start living, that's the next thing on my list. Raise a little hell, laugh till it hurts, put an extra five in the plate at church, call up my folks just to chat. It's time and I make time for that. Stay up late, then oversleep, show her what she means to me, catch up on all the things I've always missed. Just start living, that's the next thing on my list. Under an old brass paperweight, my list of things to do today.
Border Crossing's Toby Keith, and that is My List. A request from Abel in Nigeria. I would like to say hello to Jessie. She's in Uganda listening to our show, and she sent me a Facebook message to say that she enjoyed listening to Angela Sheik on our program. So, Angela, you have a nice voice, according to Jessie, and I'd second that. Sounded lovely. Ernest Bai Koroma is turning 61 today. So happy birthday to Ernest Bai Koroma. And thanks for letting us share your birthday with you here on Border Crossings. All right, we have time for one more song. And this is a request from Nima Farood, who's in Iran. listening to Border Crossings. And Nima wants us to play this Madonna song on Border Crossings with My Whole Neighborhood and Goldsar. Goldsar is a good friend of mine. So here you go. Here's your neighborhood request song for Nima Farood. This is Madonna Masterpiece on Border Crossings. Border Crossings, that's Madonna, and a song that is called Masterpiece. Madonna is working on a new album, and she's been working with all kinds of interesting people. DJ Diplo, who's dating Katy Perry, he'll be on the new album, and she's worked with some other folks as well. Now, just this past week, she was spotted in New York City with Nicki Minaj. So now the rumors are going around that she and Nicki might be recording something on Madonna's new album. Hey, thanks for listening to Border Crossings, and I hope you enjoyed our show today. Angela Sheik was our guest and sounded lovely with her looping and her new album. And we thank her for coming in and joining us. And thank you, Glenn, for engineering our show today. Thanks to Mary and Vince and the rest of the gang for putting the program together. I'm Larry London, and we will be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal with more requests and more dedications as well. So come back and join us at 1500 right here on Border Crossings. This is the VOA Music Mix Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.